5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour.
Curry with a steal. Curry, 2-on-3. Down the lane. Stops, shoots off balance, and scores.
We're following the Golden State Warriors' run for the NBA Finals. W's embroiled in another battle with the Houston Rockets in Game 5 of the NBA playoff series over at Oracle Arena. KGO 810's Bruce McGowan joins us live now from Oakland with the game story. Bruce?
Yeah, 38-36, John, with 5:13 left to go in the first half. As expected, it's been a bruising defensive struggle between two of the best teams in the West. The Warriors shot a dreadful 22% the first quarter. We're lucky to be down by only 5 points. Steph Curry having a tough time finding the range. He's hit only 3 of 9. But Klay Thompson has picked up the slack. He's hit a couple of three-point shots. He has 15 points for the big two H guys, Dwight Howard and James Harden. They have got 10 and 11 points each. Again, the crowd ready to get into this one, but so far it's been kind of a tentative defensive struggle with some poor shooting on both ends of the floor. Warriors up 38-36 with 4:56 left to go in the second quarter. Live at Oracle Arena, Bruce McGowan, KGO 810 Sports.
Well, the trouble continues for ex-49er Ray McDonald. The 6'3", 290-pound defensive lineman back in jail tonight in Santa Clara County. McDonald was the subject of a domestic violence dispute Monday morning. He bailed out of jail later that day, but that incident got him arrested again just before 3 o'clock this afternoon. Santa Clara Police Lieutenant Kurt Clark.
Our detectives learned Ray McDonald had violated a restraining order for being at a residence in Santa Clara. They were able to locate him at a nearby Togo's at 2203 Tasman Drive. He was arrested without incident and transported to our police department.
McDonald was charged with misdemeanor domestic violence and child endangerment involving his ex-fiance and their infant daughter.
All over the police cars and SWAT team all around the Arco gas station.
And now to Antioch, where that hostage situation we've been telling you about this afternoon was actually a crime spree that devolved into that intense standoff. KGO 810's Mike Simpson now reports from Antioch.
Around 11 o'clock, a report came in of a man fleeing a crash involving a stolen car out of Walnut Creek. He was near Auto Center Drive here in Antioch. Police say that's when he stole a new car with no plates on it. But there was a cell phone inside, and he was tracked to Concord, where he ditched it, carjacked another vehicle, then came back into Antioch, crashing again, trying to carjack others at an Arco station on Contra Loma that became the center of attention this afternoon. That's when he allegedly tried to get into cars there, pointing his gun at a CHP officer, and was fired a upon. From there, the three-hour standoff and hostage situation involving the owner of the Arco and his employee, they were both released before the suspect eventually gave up.
Now, police tell us the 35-year-old unidentified suspect has a long criminal history. A new glitch on the iPhone can cause a mysterious shutdown when users receive a certain kind of text message. Tech blogs say the problem only happens when the iPhone user receives a message with a specific string of characters, including some in Arabic. Some pranksters, though, are sharing that information about the glitch on social media and using it to crash iPhones.
These test results show that the bridge is safe.
Those long-awaited tests on those so-called brittle bolts on the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge show the bridge not vulnerable to collapse under an earthquake. Here's KGO 810's Terry Hardesty.
Crews tested all 408 of the 424 tower anchor rods on the Bay Bridge. Caltrans says 99.5% of the rods passed the pull test. Bay Bridge spokeswoman Leah Robinson-Leach.
These test results show that the bridge is safe and is performing as designed.
Caltrans began investigating the strength of the bolts on the Bay Bridge after 32 broke after soaking in water. In this recent test, two of the rods did not pass.
We are having them sent into a lab for further analysis.
The next phase, find out how long the bolts will remain sound.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
The best part of growing a business is, you know, seeing all your efforts and energy really start to pay off. It's an amazing feeling. At the same time, you know, it's total chaos. You know, you start to lose a little control. You worry that there's just too much to stay on top of. We've reached the point where we need a bank that can help us manage growth. We need resources, we need tools to help streamline back office processes, you know, so we can focus on the fun stuff. Yeah, I expect my bank to work with us.
When it's time, come to Comerica and discover a higher level of business banking. Beyond loans and accounts, we provide businesses with the treasury management resources they need. From cash management to risk assessment, our streamlined processes can help your business grow and thrive. To learn more, visit Comerica Bank and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic, and we welcome Lee Graham back to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking in Berkeley. Westbound 80 at Ashby Avenue, you had a minor accident in the left lane, but it looks like they've gotten that out of the way now. Traffic is still stop and go back to University, but it's unwinding. 80 eastbound at Powell, a broken down Buick was in the second lane. They've moved that out of the road. You also had a minor bang up back at the tolls, and both of those together still pretty much have you jammed solid back to Treasure Island or a little before Treasure Island. Corte Madera, northbound 101 at Tamil Piasa, a broken-down Honda there is out of the road now. Traffic is heavy in pockets back to Wolfback Ridge Road in Sausalito, but it is breaking up nicely. Getting across the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge is still going to take a while. Traffic is crawling from just after Bellum Boulevard to just onto the bridge. Past that, you're good to go. Oakland Airport is growing, and new service to 10 destinations across North America means up to 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of them. That's a $66 value. Find out more at oaklandairport.com/park free. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The Giants beat the Brewers today. The A's top the Tigers, and the Warriors lead the Rockets 44-36 with just under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Overcast and cold is what you're looking at as you head out the door in the morning. After that, here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Your Thursday afternoon is going to be warmer around the bay and inland with plenty of sun, occasional high clouds. We'll continue the warming trend for your Friday, low 60s to mid 80s. And then Saturday is going to be a repeat performance of Friday. And then by Sunday night into Monday morning, a slight chance of light showers.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds and 59 degrees in Walnut Creek at 65 in Concord, 62 Santa Rosa, 62 in Oakland, 63 in San Jose, and we've got 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
With the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, the Dub Nation in effect. So far, so good. As we move along on a Wednesday already. So it's a short week for most people, and I think that's a beautiful thing. Some random facts for Wednesday. More Americans now die from overdosing on prescription drugs than from heroin and cocaine combined. Behave yourself.
For sure.
With the goodies.
Were you going to tell us what song that was?
Oh, by the way, that was Uncle Ezra Ray. I've already heard it 20 times. I like it. Yeah, that's why I didn't.
Uncle Ezra Ray?
Sugar Ray's Mark McGrath, Better Than Ezra's Kevin Griffin, and Uncle Cracker. They formed a supergroup called it Uncle Ezra Ray. That's their first single on iTunes, just dropped, BYHB. Bring Your Hot Body. Okay. Now that
they formed a super
drugs.
Group of
yeah,
suck.
I know, right?
To bring us that song.
I know.
Hey, Lottie Lottie, you got a hot body? Is that what I heard?
Pretty much. I think that's what you did
God.
Here.
God. Was okay. that the 90s? I think they were all famous in the 90s.
Sugar Ray, Better Than Ezra, Uncle Cracker. Yes, I would say that was 90s. Yeah, for sure. But they sound pretty good.
They should stay there.
All right. Okay. So anyway, let me see here. Random things for a Wednesday. Did you know that BET originally launched in 1980 as a two-hour block once a week on Nickelodeon?
Oh, weird.
It's so strange how television is changing, too.
We just subleased part of a children's station.
Yeah.
Until we got our own thing.
They played music videos and reruns of classic black sitcoms, and then it was spun off into its own
network. Like What's Happening?
In 1983. And do you remember a Disney movie named Tangled?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the hair.
All right. Well, that cost as much to make as the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy. $260 million. I don't remember Tangled.
It was a Rapunzel type thing, I think, because she had long hair.
It was a little messy.
Huh.
And then one other thing that you should know, maybe two, approximately 450 people in the U.S. die every year from falling out of bed. I might have been one of them.
I'm going to assume they were kind of old and infirm to begin with.
I've fallen and I'm never getting up.
Right.
And then Melbourne, Australia was briefly called Batmania since it was founded by a game, this guy named John Batman.
Oh.
Batman. Batmania.
The for reals Batman.
It could have been. All right. So speaking of falling out of bed, as we get to a little nonsense before we get to the goodies here coming up in a while, just a little bit, we're going to be talking about what is going on. Is it the 8th or the 12th?
Whale depends on what news article you read.
All right, in our big blue lagoon, we call the Pacific.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on? We're going to find out.
With all the whales. We've got ladies from Earth Justice joining us in about, 6 minutes.
And by the way, if you're one of those people who can't start your day until you've had that very first cup of coffee, you're doing it wrong. Here's what you need to think about tomorrow to get you through the rest of the week.
Oh,
you should not have the coffee right after you wake up because that's when your body is producing more of the stress hormone, cortisol, and that makes the caffeine less effective. Now, studies have shown the average person's
cortisol
levels.
Well, this is how I have
levels.
That licked. I just drink a pot. So, bam, it's effective.
No, the cortisol levels peak between 8 and 9 in the morning, and cortisol presents itself as preventing the caffeine from doing its thing. You should really wait till you get to work and then have your first cup of coffee because that's when you're calmed
down. And after
down.
I've murdered 12 people.
On the way in?
Yeah,
probably.
No, okay,
Heather.
Seriously, yeah. Raise your hand if that's going to change the way you behave. Anyone in the audience? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Now you know, but it'll be more effective if you wait.
No one's going to do that.
Okay, and there are actually three times in the day when your cortisol levels peak right after you wake up. Between noon and 1 is another bad time to have a cup of coffee, so wait till after 1. And then between 5:30 and 6:30, so you shouldn't have coffee then either.
Oh, definitely no coffee after, say, 4.
Yeah, I agree.
Depending on what your job is.
I agree. And also, coming up here on tonight's show, so what does an offering of 70 sheep, 50 cows, 50 goats get you? Malia's hand in marriage, hopefully. Now, the president's going to visit Kenya, and this very wealthy man is going to offer a dowry for 16-year-old Malia.
So out of respect, does the president have to meet with him, or does he, thy name if you don't at least meet with him and look inside the goat's mouths?
Here's what you have to know. This is a big dowry for Kenya. So this guy's big.
I'm sure it is.
70 sheep, 50 cows, and you get 30 goats. Look great on the White House lawn for another couple months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then is it time that chimps are given legal rights? No, for real now. This is going to the New York Supreme Court, along with what about elephants and dolphins and whales? They are actually discussing this.
Here's that slippery slope that the Republicans like to talk about. Because if we give them rights and they ask one of us to marry them, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's that slippery slope. I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then you got to love this story. Legalization threatens Oakland drug dealer revenue. As we get ready to probably legalize marijuana, coming up on the 2016 initiative in the ballot, there are folks over in Oakland who are concerned. Now, a lot of people make their money selling just weed.
Would someone please think about the drug dealers?
That's what we're going to talk about. No, well, because what are they going to do? A lot of them, I mean, it's easy to say, oh, what an asinine thought. But you have to think, this is how they feed their families.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to think that through.
We're going to think it through.
With Robert Dusa of Oakland Unified.
And then, why are syphilis cases up in the Bay Area 79% in 1 year?
Whoa.
Would it be Grindr, Tinder, or all of the above? 79%. Gonorrhea up over 30. I don't know. It's nice to hear someone's getting some action. I think they're getting more than they bargained for.
Exactly.
Honestly, I do. All right, let's take a break and we come back. What is going on with the whale population? We're going to find out. We're going to talk to Andrea Treese from Earth Justice in just a minute. Let's check in with the KGO Traffic Center right now at 7:15.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic's brought to you by Weatherford BMW. We'll start in Berkeley again. Westbound 80 at Ashby Avenue. You had a minor accident in the left lane. That is cleared, but traffic is still hanging in there. Stop and go back to University. Eastbound 80 in Berkeley and Emeryville. You've still got issues for earlier problems at Powell and at the tolls. Now you've got an accident just past the maze in the left lane. You are now stop and go all the way back across the lower deck of the Bay Bridge onto the Skyway. On the peninsula, northbound 101, your approach to 92 is still slow. It's stop and go from Whipple Avenue to 92, but no slowdowns across the San Mateo Bridge or beyond 92. Fremont, southbound 880 at Mauria, a Camry stalled out in the second lane. Your stop and go only back to 84 with that. Weatherford BMW Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners. Their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW Certified Collision Repair Center with BMW trained technicians, 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Beginning Sunday, June 7th at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Vitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-214-1432. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-214-1432. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-214-1432. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-214-1432. 800-214-1432.
Hello there. I'm Michael at newpain.com. We have a special rebate of $50 on Milgard's Tuscany and Styleline series windows. All Milgard energy-efficient windows have a lifetime warranty to the original owner, which covers parts, labor, and accidental glass breakage. A minimum order of 6 windows or 2 doors is required. These fantastic rebates are valid and until May the 31st. If you are building a home north of the bridge or in Sea Ranch, New Pain will give you or your contractor special discounted prices on the Milgard Essence Series wood windows. Additional discounts are available to apartment owners. So there you go. Log on to newpain.com. That's newpain.com. Or call 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263 to get your special pricing on Milgard windows.
If you put your glasses on to see your phone, then take them off to see across the room, then back on to see a text message, you know exactly how aggravating it can be to go glasses on, glasses off all day long. But there is a better way. Learn about a long-lasting solution to your reading glasses. The camera inlay is an FDA-approved procedure that can rejuvenate your near vision. It's different from LASIK, and it's available right now with renowned surgeon Dr. Craig Bindi at the Laser Eye Center of Silicon Valley. To qualify, you must be between 40 and 60. have good distance vision, but use reading glasses for near. Finally, there's a modern way for you to see your cell phone, menu, and computer without reading glasses. To see if camera is right for you, schedule your free consultation with Dr. Craig Bindi in San Jose or Pleasanton. Call 877-GET-2020 or learn more online at BayArea2020.com. That's BayArea2020.com, the Laser Eye Center of Silicon Valley.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And good evening, everybody. It is the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. And you can download the app, KGO Radio, in the App Store today. And we go wherever you, KGO, go. All right, let's say good evening to our first guest. And it is Andrea Treese, and she's with Earth Justice. And hi, Andrea. First of all, good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
We've had a lot of whales winding up on NorCal beaches, but is this the most ever,
by the way?
So much
so that we have to get another hand to count that high.
Right.
You know, it is a really, it's unusual to have this many, you know, wash up in this short a period of time. So it is, you know, naturally, when that happens, you know, you start to wonder what's going on.
What are we at? Are we at 8 or 12? Because yesterday it was 8, and I thought I saw a story today that said 12.
You know, honestly, it's been hard to keep up. That, yeah, we're somewhere within that range. It's a little depressing to keep up with that high a number.
It really is. And tell me if I've got this right. They're not beaching themselves. It's a stranding. Is that correct?
Yeah, these are whales that have been generally washing up after they've died from various causes.
Okay, so there's no beaching going on. They're not missing their pods, or as they migrate, it's not a migration problem.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's hard to know exactly what's going on, and it's probably a combination of factors. You know, it is a season where we see a lot of migration. A lot of these species, like the humpbacks and the grays, migrate in spring and fall. And we also have mothers with calves that are traveling closer to the coast. So, you know, part of this may be that you've got some natural mortality and they're closer to the coast. So when one dies, it's a little more likely to wash up. It may also be that since they're, you know, migrating up and down long distances with obstacles that we put in the water for them, right, like fishing gear and ships, that, you know, they're being exposed to a few more threats.
Well, I originally heard that one of them was probably hit by, it was blunt force trauma, so probably hit by a big ship, correct?
That's right.
And then I guess the other thing is there a sign of changing ocean conditions? What could that be? Can we follow that?
Yeah, well, you know, we definitely have seen some odd, you know, ocean temperatures and different ocean conditions in the past year or so. And one thing that might be leading to is the whales gathering in different places for food. For instance, we've seen in Monterey Bay, it's about one of the only places along our California coast where there's a lot of food for whales like humpbacks. They like fish like sardine and anchovies. And sardine and anchovies are both actually at pretty low levels. They're the targets of a big commercial fishery that is competing for the whales' food. And, you know, one of the only spots the whales are finding them is in Monterey Bay. And we've seen a lot more humpbacks just kind of hanging out there when they usually, you know, feed for a while and then move through. They've stayed there in bigger numbers, and they've been getting tangled up in fishing gear there in much greater numbers than we've seen in past years.
Well, do you think anything about this has anything to do with climate change, since we're already on schedule to have the warmest 2015? I mean, the warmest year ever on record.
Yeah, you know, I think that climate change certainly could have something to do with ocean conditions we're seeing. It's, you know, it's hard to know whether this is sort of, you know, a blip this year, or probably more likely it's, you know, maybe the reflection of some changing ocean conditions for the long term. And that's going to mean we're going to have to really think about how our effects on the climate in the long term are, you know, affecting ocean conditions now, and what we might be able to do now to accommodate the fact that whales are maybe, you know, concentrating in different areas or, you know, moving into the path of things like ships and fishing gear.
And there's not much that can be done about the ship thing. I mean, don't the blue whales usually avoid the big ships?
You know, not always. I mean, actually, in 2007, we saw somewhere around, you know, five or six blue whales get hit by big ships in Southern California within the space of a couple of months. And that, again, that was because they were hanging out and basically, you know, we basically kind of have a ship highway through their dining room.
Sure.
They were hanging out where there was a bunch of krill and getting hit. And they actually, a study came out very recently showing that they, when they see a ship or they sort of detect a ship coming, they tend to sort of to descend kind of slowly. And if the ship's going too fast, which, you know, generally these big cargo ships are actually going pretty fast, they just don't have time to get out of the way. So one thing we can do for ships is slow them down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay, so entering the port here and coming into the bay, that might be a good idea, slow down the speed of the ships.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. We're speaking with Andrea Treese of Earth Justice, and we're talking about all the whales winding up on the NorCal beaches. Go ahead, Heather.
But I guess the thing to make clear to people is that there's not one sort of conspiracy theory or smoking gun or whatever, because there's been injuries and there's just various reasons that the whales are coming ashore, right? Not just one source.
Yeah, that's right. It's sort of a, you know, we're witnessing some, you know, multiple bad things happening to these whales and, you know, including, you know, some may be, you know, just dying of natural causes.
Yeah, and they just happen to be coming ashore. Someone posited that it was because we're having especially strong winds, and something that would have otherwise, I guess, sunk to the bottom of the ocean is actually coming on our beach.
Yeah, and that's one thing that you'll hear a lot if you look into things like ship strikes on whales or, you know, whales washing ashore after they've been, you know, hurting in fishing gear, is that you know, we don't, because these animals are out at sea, we only see, you know, a few of the ones that are affected, you know, so it's hard to get a real handle on what's going on in the water sometimes.
Well, talking to people today in the newsroom about, you know, climate change, this, that, and the other one, someone said because they're predicting El Nino, and I suppose California for drought purposes needs El Nino this year, could it have something to do with the beginning of that in its infancy?
Yeah, you know, it is possible. Again, there, you know, that could be driving, you know, sort of warmer water temperatures,
right,
and, you know, sort of making critters move around in different ways, and, you know, like, you know, concentrate in areas where they're either more likely to wash up or encounter a human caused problem.
Yeah, so again, as Heather said, there's really nothing we can pin down, even if it's 12, which is a big number and an unusual number, there's nothing we can specifically nail it down to.
Yeah, I think we have to keep on looking and you know, keep thinking about the causes we do know of, and, you know, like, you know, think more about slowing down ships,
yeah,
and how we can accomplish that. And for instance, with the whale entanglements in Monterey Bay, where, I mean, there's only one of these whales that has washed up that was actually entangled in fishing gear, and that seems to be the cause. And that was the orca that washed up north of Mendocino. But, you know, we can look at those causes that we know were an issue, and, you know, and look for ways to solve those problems while we're trying to figure out what else is going on.
Exactly. None of this is to say that we can't be better stewards of the ocean and of the earth.
Well, and for sure. And I go to break here, I know that we're going to speak with a colleague of yours about the oil spill in Santa Barbara. But one piece of advice: if you see a beached whale, you stay away from it. Am I correct? I mean, that's pretty logical.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, well, because you don't get near.
Because if it comes alive again and eats you?
No, because if it sits there and rots and explodes on you, you're going to have a big problem.
Wow.
I don't mean to be disgusting about it, but I've seen the videos, and you have too. You know what I'm talking about. You leave them alone.
Well, smell alone might keep you away from it.
Okay. All right. Very good. Will you hold on, please, because we want to talk to your colleague, and we're going to talk to Stacy about the oil spill and how that's moving forward. And thank you very much for holding and talking to us. We'll be right back. We're going to go to John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom right now on KGO 810.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, the Bay Area's premier floor covering showrooms. Every carpet you'll find at Conklin Brothers showroom is a quality product, but the very finest is Karastan. Hands down, it's the best carpet we sell. Twice a year, Karastan gives Conklin Brothers a special discount, so we can offer Karastan to you at our lowest prices of the year. We're actually doubling the discount. Nobody sells more Karastan than Conklin Brothers, and no one comes close to our discount pricing. So if you're thinking of a new carpet, come to Conklin Brothers for double discount savings on Karastan, a truly exceptional carpet that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your home. As always, you get the Conklin Brothers 100% satisfaction guarantee on our products and expert installation by our in-house installers. Get double discounts on carpet by Karastan. Now at Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, and San Mateo. And online at ConklinBrothers.com.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
It is 7:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour. Desperate times bring desperate measures. With state water officials ordering a 16% water cutback, East Bay Mud is now forced to spend tens of millions of dollars on emergency water supplies. This is East Bay Mud spokeswoman Andrea Poog.
The district needs to purchase additional water supplies so that the East Bay, our residents, our businesses can make it through another drought year.
The district is planning to buy water from a number of suppliers. Yesterday, purchase was made from Placer County.
It would be 12,000 acre feet for a maximum cost of $6 million in 2015.
The overall plan is to buy up to 65,000 acre feet of water at a cost of over $55 million.
That's KGO 810's Carolyn Burns. And now to salmonella. State health officials believe they may have tracked down the source that sent 10 people to the hospital and sickened more than 30 others here in California. Anita Gore is with the state health department.
A number of the cases that we've talked to do report eating sushi made with raw tuna prior to getting sick.
In all, there were 53 people sickened in 9 states. In Texas tonight, 2 more storm-related deaths to report, bringing the number of casualties to 19 in Texas and Oklahoma. Also, more evacuations in play tonight in South Texas, where the Colorado River is expected to rise, causing flash flooding. And then there's this.
A casket with a body inside, washed onto a sidewalk in Houston. Police say floodwater lifted the coffin out of the ground at a cemetery nearby. They stayed with the casket to prevent vandalism until the cemetery could respond. 50 miles to the southeast along the Gulf of Mexico, 66 pounds of cocaine washed ashore in Galveston. Police there say they found 6 shipments of drugs in the water in the past week. They say high water has made it tough for drug traffickers to pick up loads left for them.
That is correspondent Alan Skaya.
The earth will literally crack open. You will feel it on the East Coast.
Well, the much-hyped movie San Andreas opens in movie theaters on Friday, but scientists say the dramatic earthquake scenes you've seen in movie trailers, well, that's Hollywood taking a lot of creative liberties.
San Andreas features a 9.1 magnitude earthquake in Southern California and a 9.6 in Northern California.
Are you hurt?
Seismologist Dr. Lucy Jones says the San Andreas isn't capable of a 9.
The San Andreas is capable of an 8.
Which means, she says, about 1,500 collapsed buildings and roughly 300,000 damaged buildings.
But that's actually only one in every 16 buildings being damaged.
Oh, well, that's all.
That's correspondent Jim Root.
Turns, waits, fadeaway jumper in the paint. Good.
Nice.
Golden State Warriors have their mojo back tonight after a slow start. W's lead the Houston Rockets 52-46 at halftime in Game 5 of their Western Conference playoff series. KGO 810's Bruce McGowan joins us live now from Oracle Arena with the game story. How's it looking, Bruce?
Well, it's looking pretty good for the Warriors. As you mentioned, only a 6-point lead. The fans really haven't had a chance to cut loose with all their vocal power, although the Splash Brothers, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, started to find their range. And as you mentioned, their mojo with 29 points combined. But the Warriors also sent the Rockets to the free throw line 20 times, and that's not a good thing because it kept them in the game. Rockets star James Harden and Dwight Howard have combined for 23 points. Howard has also been a force inside with 9 rebounds. But we should mention that rugged Warriors center Andrew Bogut has also been a force, 11 rebounds, 3 block shots. The Warriors, of course, trying to close it out in the Western Finals tonight and celebrate that chance to go to the NBA Finals for the first time in 40 years. A lot of basketball left. Second half about to get underway here at Oracle. It's 52-46. Warriors leading the Rockets. Live at Oracle, Bruce McGowan, KGO, 810 Sports.
And a Warriors win would put them in the NBA Finals against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
Hi, I'm Peggy Northrup, editor of Sunset. Celebration weekend is June 6th and 7th in Menlo Park. Join our home, garden, and travel experts, plus the West's top chefs and winemakers as we bring Sunset to life. Go to sunset.com/CW.
The Marin Home and Garden Expo is back at the Marin Center and Fairgrounds this weekend. This will be the largest home show in Marin County this year and with free admission. If it's time to remodel your kitchen and bathroom or to landscape your backyard, then you must come to this home show. Meet with experts and save on show-only discounts. Learn remodeling secrets from us, the Carey Brothers of On the House. Buy flowers and plants. It's all at the Marin Home and Garden Expo at the Marin Center and Fairgrounds with free parking and admission this weekend.
Are you prepared for the next financial crisis? Would another shock to the global economy derail your retirement? If you are less than confident in your retirement, tune in to Hanson McLean's Money Matters every Saturday at 4 p.m. here on KGO. To learn more, visit us at moneymatters.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets of our most durable, top-rated paints and stains. With the best price of the year on our top brands, Behr, Glidden, and Ralph Lauren, it's time to start summer, start painting, and really start saving. Let's do this with summer's best savings on our top paints and stains. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only valid through May 31st by rebate.
It is 7:35 on KGO. That means it's time for traffic on the fives, and we head to Lee Graham now in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in the maze. 580 eastbound at MacArthur Boulevard, a three-vehicle accident there in the left lane. It looks like it's actually a three-vehicle fender bender. That's still got you stop and go back to about Ashby on westbound 80, and it's also helping to keep traffic jammed across the Bay Bridge on eastbound 80. Stop and go, in fact, all the way back to the Skyway, and eastbound on the Skyway is locked up solid too, back to 101. Westbound direction, for what it may be worth, is clear across the Bay Bridge and even on the Skyway. Getting across the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge on 580 eastbound, gradually getting better. Your stop and go from just before Sir Francis Drake to just after Main, then only minor slowdowns across the bridge. In Antioch, eastbound 4 emergency road work at Contra Loma has you jammed badly back to Leverage Road. They're expecting to have that road work picked up in about 25 minutes or so. Los Gatos, southbound 85 at Bascom Avenue, a fender bender there in the center divider. That's got you slow to stop and go back to Saratoga Avenue. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants beat the Brewers today in Milwaukee 3-1. The A's over the Detroit Tigers 3-2. And now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Morning low clouds for the entire Bay Area will give way to mostly sunny skies. Occasional high clouds for the Bay and inland. Upper 50s to low 80s. Friday, even warmer. Everyone will feel it. Fog will give way to sun. Low 60s to mid 80s. And then Saturday, we'll do the fog to sun again. Sundays, you will notice an increase in the cloud cover leading up to either drizzle or a slight chance of showers.
Best chance of rain in the North Bay between Sunday night and Monday morning. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds and 59 degrees in Napa. It's 64 in Fairfield, 64 in Livermore, 55 Half Moon Bay, 61 in Santa Cruz, 60 San Jose and Oakland, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. 7:37 on the Drex Radio Show, along with Heather. And we are talking about the marine life and what's going on here in California. And also, we're going to talk about the oil spill in Santa Barbara. And let me see. Let's go to,
Hello?
Yes, is this Stacy?
It is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Good evening. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, of course. I do appreciate it.
Yes, and I appreciate you. You're also with Earth Justice, and we're going to talk about the oil spill in Santa Barbara. How much did they spill?
Well, what I'm hearing is it was at least a...
I think we just were having telephone issues here. We just lost both of them. All right. Well, we'll get them back. Okay. So we're going to talk about what the repercussions are of all of that. And how the cleanup is going. I think one of the most amazing things that's happened with what's going on in Santa Barbara is how the community is pitched in. And literally, every time I see video from, coming from that area, I mean, it's just, we're talking pristine beaches. And, you know, I see the citizens out there cleaning it up. And they're doing a great job, as well as can be expected when we're talking about this much oil. All right, let's see here. We do have Andrea back. Hi, Andrea.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
I'm sorry, we're having computer problems.
We'll get Stacy in a moment.
Yes, we have Warriors going on, so we have all kinds of confusion in the city in the newsroom. But anyway, while we wait, let me ask you this while we get Stacy back on the line. Do you think any of the whales or the, how the species been affected in Santa Barbara?
You know, when we think about oil spills, usually the most immediate danger is to species like birds and sea otters, because the oil really removes their ability to sort of insulate and keep warm when it soaks into their feathers or their fur. And so that's why, you know, when you see an oil spill, you know, the aftermath, it's often, you know, a bunch of very brave volunteers sort of, you know, sudsing up birds.
Right. That's what I was saying. Yeah, I was seeing that, but I really didn't see a lot of wildlife out there like you usually do.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I mean, one fortunate thing, to the extent there can be a fortunate thing about an oil spill, is that, you know, the nesting seasons for most seabirds haven't really started up in earnest yet. So fortunately, you know, this one didn't hit at a time when there was, you know, an especially great concentration of life, you know, right at the shore where it occurred. So that's, you know, hopefully that will reduce some of the impacts of it.
All right, we have Stacy Geis. The third time's a charm, Stacy, I swear, I promise, of
can
Earth
you hear
Justice.
Me? Yeah,
yes, there
thanks.
You go. Thank you very much for
tolerating
worries. Us. Yes.
Andrea's taking it. No, it's all good.
Okay, so let's talk about the repercussions of what's going on with the oil spill in Santa Barbara.
You mean repercussions from a marine wildlife or just from a bigger
concern? Well, all of it, putting
about
in a bigger picture. I mean, goodness gracious, we don't want more.
Right, and I think, I mean, we're seeing an increase of these spills with an increase of oil production in our country, and I think it raises a bigger question of the amount of crude that's coming into that we're not only coming into California, but we're also obviously drilling. And I think the other concern here is looking at the operator who caused the spill. Spills happen when you have a company that may not be in compliance and may have been negligent, and there'll be people looking into this and seeing whether or not this is an accident or really an accident waiting to happen. But this is a company that not only appears to have a bad compliance history, but we actually at Earth Justice have an action against them right now in Kern County, where they tried to build the largest crude by rail facility in California with in secret and in violation of environmental laws. And EPA itself has already issued notices of violation at that facility. So we...
Well, it should be noted, by the way, Stacy Geis, you prosecuted the 2007 Costco Busan oil spill, right? Right here in the Bay.
I did. When I was a federal prosecutor at the U.S. Attorney's Office, I prosecuted it, yes.
So, you're a hero.
Yeah.
And this company, again, is the I love how their name is just the Star-Spangled Pipeline or whatever, Plains All-American Pipeline.
Correct.
And
correct.
They were trying to build something in Kern County behind everyone's back.
They were getting permits to build this huge crude by rail facility, without public notice, doing things to get around the Clean Air Act and get around compliance.
Wow.
Really. And that's what we're seeing is this effort to get these crude by rail facilities up and running quickly, so they can get refined in California, and coming in on very dangerous rail cars that are old and exploding around the country. And so you see this bigger picture of, where, you know, this issue goes back to, again, relying on fossil fuels and increasing production. You're going to have more accidents, whether it's on the railroads, whether it's in pipelines that are coming from offshore drilling. And we now have, as you we have a state senator who's already introduced a bill to prohibit new development of offshore drilling on the coast of California. So people are already taking action because they don't like what they're seeing, the results of fossil fuel production.
No. Well, and then the huge import of crude from North Dakota.
Exactly. We have increased. There has been a huge increase. It's actually, for crude by rail, it's increased over 500% just in the last year and a half of the amount of crude that's coming in. It's Bakken crude. people and this very heavy tar sands crude, and it's coming into California at astronomical numbers in these huge 2-mile bomb trains that and the NTSB has said these are accidents waiting to happen, and we're seeing them. We've seen some terrible accidents on a monthly basis in the United States and in Canada.
Well, we know the infrastructure is horrible, and then you've got all this fracking going on, and that's happening from North Dakota. So they're bringing it in here by the rail. You're right. And up by 500%. That's quite an influx.
It is truly, the numbers are staggering in terms of the amount of crude that's coming into California these days. And so they're not only bringing it in by rail, but they're also bringing it in by barge, and in fact, Urchess also has an action against a company here in the Bay Area that just tried to sign a multi-decade lease to bring crude in by barge to be refined here, again, not complying with the environmental laws. And we're just trying to, again, hold these companies accountable and really hold the state agencies that are tasked to protect us accountable and make sure that these companies that are putting up these huge terminals to bring this stuff in are complying with our laws.
Well, Stacey, just to play devil's advocate, I know what some people are saying in their cars. They're like, oh, well, you know, the rest of America pays $1 less per gallon for gas. Would we like to pay $5 or $6? And how do we get around that?
Paying more. Well, I mean, the crude prices, that's going to happen in California. But I think the bigger question is, it's a much bigger question of, do we want to maintain this reliance on gas and petroleum, especially when you have a governor, our own Governor Brown, who has said, hey, everyone, in 15 years, I want us to be 50% off of petroleum. I want there to be 50% less petroleum use in California. And then you ask yourself, do you want that? Well, what does that do? It meets our bigger goals of getting less dependent on fossil fuels and getting more towards clean energy and really being out there, the forefront, which California has been a leader so often in both everything from making sure we have clean air to clean energy. And so I think that's the bigger question is that the place we want to get to? And I think most people would say yes, especially as they start seeing the impacts of climate change.
Well, and what makes my skin crawl is when they start talking about fracking here in the state of California.
How so? In the sense that it's happening or
yeah.
how it's happening?
Well, yeah, they want more, this, that, the other, yeah, all
right.
of the above.
And we do have fracking in California. It's actually different than maybe back east because we actually hear they're fracking for oil. But we are seeing a huge increase in the amount of fracking in California. Again, the issue is you have these state agencies, in particular the one that regulates oil and gas, that is coming across as a very captured industry, a captured agency, and again allowing wells to go up without environmental review. They're allowing, injection wells to illegally go into waters that are aquifers that are protected for future use. And they're doing this all during a drought. So, again, it's the bigger question, which even tying it back to the spill, is not only do we got to make sure the companies are in compliance, we got to make sure there's better monitoring and oversight by these state agencies whose job it is to protect not only communities but the environment.
Back to the oil spill in Santa Barbara, how do we know that it has stopped and it's not going to happen again, or they're going to unleash more oil?
Oh, and you mean
they have it under control, right? 100%. that's a loaded question. I know.
My understanding is it sounds like the Pipeline Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, PHMSA, I could have that wrong, has basically shut down that pipeline, and they'll have to clean it out and figure out the cause of the leak before I think it's up and running. So my understanding is that pipeline will not be up and running, or is not yet, and they'll make sure it's actually in a proper state, I would imagine, before it can actually be operating again.
Andrea Treese and also Stacey Geis of Earth Justice, thank you very much for talking to us tonight, ladies. I do appreciate it. And go ahead, Heather.
Thank you so much for the work you do. And I'm told that folks, if they want to help, can donate just by going to earthjustice.org and hitting the donate button.
There you have it.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Drex Radio Show coming up on KGOA 10. Let's check in with Lee Graham.
This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. We'll start the maze again. I have some good news and some bad news. 580 eastbound at MacArthur Boulevard, a three-vehicle accident has been cleared. Traffic is unwinding. The bad news is that traffic was jammed up all the way across the Bay Bridge back to the Skyway and on the Skyway back to 101. It's going to take a while. Livermore, westbound 580 just after Greenville Road. Construction now has you crawling from a little before Greenville. In Antioch, eastbound 4, they're doing emergency road work there at Contra Loma. So that's got you jammed up very badly back to Love Ridge Road. And in just about 13 minutes, that's when they're expecting to have that stuff up. Los Gatos, southbound 85 at Bascom Avenue. They cleared that fender bender there. It was in the center divider. Only minor delays on the approach. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of 10 cities with new service this summer. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/park free. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Do you know what over 4,000 vehicles look like? Well, we do at DGDG.com. We've got the largest selection in the Bay Area, over 4,000 vehicles in stock. And every single one of those vehicles features our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So, how can we make you happy? Discover all the ways at DGDG.com.
Thank you.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that's remained the same is Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. And right now, O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.875%. That's right, 3.875%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. Greg is the guy to talk to. So call him right now and get that super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300. Call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'Donnellfinancialgroup.com. Licensed by the Cal BRE number 01198426. APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows and Solar.
What do you think are the most expensive windows that you can get in your house? It's the ones you already have.
That's right. Your old windows that let in drafts and dust and let out the heat and air conditioning you're paying for.
And in celebration of their 15-year anniversary, Bill and Kathleen are making it easier than ever before to get beautiful, energy-efficient windows.
Bill and I are so thankful that you can now have the quiet, energy-efficient, and beautiful home of your dreams.
Listen to this. When you call American Vision Windows right now, enjoy no payments and no interest for 6 months, or payments as low as $99 per month, plus free expert installation from the number one window replacement company in California, American Vision Windows. It's just what you've been waiting for. So call 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSIB number 778-326. American Vision Windows, a preferred hero financing contractor. 6 months, no interest, no payments based on approved credit. Call for details.
Built for business. Did you know that Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company? Did you also know that Comcast Business actually is a better value when you choose the fastest plan? And did you also know that nearly 1,000 of your fellow business owners choose Comcast Business over DSL every single day? So what else could you possibly need to know? Except, of course, the phone number. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com and switch to Comcast Business Internet today. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 6/30/15. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
And away we go with the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com, along with Heather. And we're going to talk about hanging out with awkward girls, things that only awkward girls understand as we switch gears.
Maybe I have something to learn here.
Big kind of way. Yeah. You know, I haven't dated an awkward girl, so I don't know whether this is true or not. Do you know any awkward girls?
Only one springs to mind. I don't even know why we hung out with her. Oh, was that kind of mean girlish?
That was kind of Heather's from last night.
Totally Heather's.
No, by the way, they were so much fun last night. They're playing at the Victoria Theater. Yeah. We had Jessica Quarles in here who plays Veronica.
Well, that was fun.
The writer. Character. Yeah, that was just way fun. Well, anyway, so reading way too much into everything, is that a thing? Well, it is, pretty much. Yes, for the awkward girl.
Oh, she doesn't understand any texts. Got it.
Yes, the context of the text.
Okay, and awkward girls don't seem to able to be sure that even the clearest signals mean that he likes you.
You know, when do you know that you're dating an awkward girl? I don't think it takes too many dates.
Because she knocks over a glass of wine within the first 20 minutes.
Doesn't it get weird from the beginning? being so nervous about the first kiss that you just leave before it can even happen because...
Oh my God, who hasn't done that?
Because what if he's not going to kiss me and I just think he's just going to stand around and I'm just waiting for it, or he thinks I'm going to kiss him, then I have to figure that out. Oh, hell no. Everybody, goodbye.
Okay, number four dating problem only awkward girls understand. This is great. Actually, I've done this. Not wanting to assume that everyone is flirting with you, so you assume that no one is ever flirting with you.
Oh, picking up on the cues.
Well, yeah. Or ignoring, because what if they're just being nice, or what if they just want to be friends? So you just go, no, if I think that person's flirting with me, then that means I have a big head.
The more you like someone, the more terrified and nervous you become. Yes, that would be me.
The more you just take a sedative.
Right. Friends are always trying to tell me, calm down, you know, stop breathing into that paper bag every night. Everything's going to be okay. But they just don't listen.
How about that one time you tried flirting with a stranger who appeared to be hitting on you, but then it turned out he had a girlfriend, and now you'll never do that again.
You missed the cue once again. A total stranger asks for your number, and you debate in your head for at least 2 hours whether or not it's worth it. Oh, honey, it's over. I mean, you could just forget it. You're screwed. I mean, no, you're not.
If you're going to debate it, he's not going to hang around while you make up your mind.
Gonski.
Things only awkward girls understand. Wanting to touch him so badly that you end up subconsciously feeling him up to an inappropriate degree.
Creepy. I'm out of there.
Ooh, that is awkward.
Wanting to scream, do you like me? During the conversation, but the awkward girl has to hold it in.
Being so terrified of first date silence that you end up telling a really personal and upsetting story. Like a babbling maniac.
This is good stuff. Awkward. When all your friends are like, shut up already. He obviously likes you, but you're like probably going to scare him away.
I don't know. Dating problems only awkward girls understand. Trying to figure out how to say goodbye in a casual way usually turns into you half hugging him and then running away.
I think there's alarm bells going off in people's heads thinking, yes, I know this person.
We've all been awkward in at least one of these instances.
I know, right?
Someone told me that they were like, well, I tried to kiss you or whatever. And I said, I totally missed that. And they were like, they said, yeah, you know, I kept getting the side of your
kiss
hair.
Your ear? What?
Yeah, they'd get my hair or whatever because I'd go in for the hug or something like that. And at first I felt bad. And then I was like, wait, no, that just means you're really bad at going in for a kiss with a girl.
Did you correct it?
Because I would know. I didn't give him a chance.
Seeing your crush and wanting so badly to either just be with them or just have them leave the country and even say goodbye. Or not even say goodbye, just split. Then when you want them so bad, either they're going to be with you or you're leaving the country. You're packing up and leaving. That's just,
we're good.
That's just being neurotic.
Yeah.
That was good. Well,
and awkward.
Now you know what awkward and neurotic. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to... Oh, this is so much fun. Let's talk about... Love and sex in the SF. Are dating apps to blame for an increase in STDs? What you think? We'll talk about it next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800-708-4757, and get your free kit now.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention Offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Hear the work of jazz legend Carla Bley, only one of four recipients of the prestigious NEA Jazz Masters Award 2015. On June 5th, Steve McQuarrie presents a living tribute to Carla Bley, introducing the Mandala Octet and Orchestra, playing her original works at the SF Jazz Center. That's Friday, June 5th, 8 p.m. in San Francisco. For tickets, call 866-920-5299 or visit sfjazz.org.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. Top story at the top of the hour, down to the wire.